It is amongst the great bounties and virtues of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon mankind that Allah had granted us the month of obedience to Him, and it strengthened us and assisted us with the ability to give up sin and to give up our desires. And it is for that reason that our hearts turn to Him in this month of Ramadan. The great assistance that Allah had granted us is in what has been mentioned in the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إذا كان أول ليلة من شهر رمضان صفدت الشياطين ومردت الجن وغلقت أبواب النار فلم يفتح منها باب وفتحت أبواب الجنة فلم يغلق منها باب وينادي مناد يا باغي الخير أقبل ويا باغي الشر أقصر ولله أتقاء من النار وذلك كل ليلة. From the first of Ramadan, the shayateen, the rebellious jinnat, had all been chained up. The doors of Jahannam had been closed, and no door from amongst the doors of Jahannam had been opened after that. The doors of Jannah had been open, and no door has been closed. And the announcer had been announcing, Ya Baghi al-Ghayr, O the seeker of goodness, Aqbil, proceed, come forth. And O the one who is bent on committing evil, then you stop. And finally, Allah had freed thousands and thousands from the fire of Jahannam every evening. Now, to ask man to continue with the momentum of Ramadan on that very same level, it is very, very difficult. بأن تقوم في غير رمضان بما تقوم به في رمضان مطلب صعد. It would be very difficult for us to do that, because there are certain factors in Ramadan that makes it easy for us to do good deeds. However, the concern is that many of us, as Ramadan departs from us, we return to our old habits, and that is amongst many, we continue to abandon or leave out or show indifference to our faraiz and wajibat. We perpetrate certain sins and evil deeds. So, even though these sins now, if it is perpetrated in Ramadan, would be of greater consequences. But even after Ramadan, it is for us to keep the momentum going. We need to remind ourselves. Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Oh, you believe, fear Allah as you ought to fear Him, and not leave this world except as a believer. The other verse of the Quran, from Surah Al-Hajr, in which Allah says, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Continue worshipping Allah until death overcomes you. So there is no end limit to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has not made a stipulated time that worship Allah until you're 60, or worship Allah until you're 70, or worship Allah until the month of Ramadan. The end time is when death overcomes you. Isa alayhi salam used to say, وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. I've been advised towards salah and zakah as long as I am alive. مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا, as long as I am alive. In Sahih al-Muslim, there is a narration of Sufyan bin Abdullah radiyallahu anhu, who says, قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قُلِّي فِي الْإِسْلَامِ قَوْلًا لَا أَسْأَلْ عَنْهُ أَحَدًا بَعْدَكَ. Tell me, give me such comprehensive advice. Give me comprehensive advice, O Messenger of Allah, so that I don't have to ask anyone anything after this. I want comprehensive advice so that I don't have to ask anyone anything after this. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Qul, say, Amantu Billah, Fastaqim. Say that I believe in Allah, and then remain steadfast. And the ulama say, Ma'na al-istiqama, Luzumu ta'atillah. What is the meaning of istiqama? Istiqamah really means to be consistent, to be punctual, to remain steadfast in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the sins that people return to after Ramadan is cutting your relationship with the Baytullah, with the house of Allah, with the masajid, being negligent with regards to Jamaat Salah, abandoning the Quran that one would recite in the noble month of Ramadan. Not taking our time to engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, people tend to then give up nafil salah. For us, as believers, what is required is to keep that momentum. Allah has prescribed fasting and tahajjud and taraweeh and charity, all the other good things for the month of Ramadan. And we need to keep that momentum going. أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ لَلَّهِ تَعَالَى أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The most beloved actions to Allah are those which are consistent, even if they are little. Even if they are little. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would prohibit the Sahaba radiallahu anhum from giving up an action. He wouldn't allow them to give up an action. And he would say, and there is a narration in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim from Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, in which he states that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Abdullah, la takun mithla fulan, kana yaqumu min al-layl fataraka qiyam al-layl. O Abdullah, Abdullah bin Amr bin As, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking to him and saying, O Abdullah, la takun mithla fulan, don't be like so and so. Kana yaqumu min al-layl, he would perform the tahajjud salah. فَتَرَكَ قِيَامَ اللَّيْلِ. And then he abandoned the قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ. So we should never become negligent and give up any good deed. Once you've initiated and started a good deed, then continue. And in the line of fasting, what is it that we need to continue? مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَهُ سِتَّمْ مِنْ شَوَّالِ كَانَ قِسِيَامِ الدَّهْرِ. Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan and follows it up with 6 days of Shawwal, then it is as though that person has fasted for the entire year. It is as though they fast from the entire year. There are other fasts that also need to be observed throughout the year. وَمِنْهَا صِيَامُ يَوْمَ عَرَفَةَ. Fasting on the day of Arafah. Let us wait and anticipate that in roughly 2.5 months' time, there's another opportunity for fasting. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, Su'ila an siyami yawmi arafa. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked about this, he said, Yukaffaru sana allati qablahu wa sana allati ba'dahu. It is a means of expiation of the sins of the previous year and the sins of the coming year. Subhanallah, what great virtue to fasting on the day of Arafah. Then we also have other types of fast. وَمِنْهَا سِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ اِيَامٍ مِنْ كُلِّ شَهْرٍ. Fasting 3 days every month in Sahihain, Muslim and Bukhari. They have the narration of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in fact, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, أَوْصَانِ خَلِيلِي بِثَلَاثٍ. My beloved, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had advised me 3 things, بِسِيَامِ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ مِنْ كُلِّ شَهْرٍ, that I observe 3 fasts every month, وَرَكَعْتِ الضُحَى, and the mid-morning nafil salah, which is when the sun has risen, it's up in the sky, وَالْأُوتِرَ قَبْلَ أَنْ أَرْقُدْ, and that I perform the witr salah before I go to bed. Amongst the other actions, is the tahajjud salah. And this remains throughout the year. أَفْضَلُ السِّيَامِ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ الْمُحَرَّمِ وَأَفْضَلُ الصَّلَاةِ بَعْدَ الْفَرِيضَةِ صَلَاةُ اللَّيْلِ. The best fast after Ramadan is the fast of Muharram. And the best salah after the Farz salah is the salah of the night, the Qiyamu al-Layl. In terms of charity that we've given Ramadan, how do we continue this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the believers in glowing terms, and He says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Who are the believers? They are those who spend from their wealth in the night, in the day, openly, discreetly. For them is their reward by Allah, and they will not fear anything, and nor will they grieve over anything. That is with regards to charity. There are many, many other doors with regards to goodness, acts of worship that we need to continue engaging in. And what needs to be our motivation in this regard? We do not know when death will come upon us. And we need to continuously prepare for death. We need to prepare ourselves for death, and we should not entertain long aspirations with regards to this world. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ وَاخْشَوْا يَوْمًا لَا يَجْزِي وَالِدٌ عَنْ وَلَدِهِ وَلَا مَوْلُودٌ هُوَ جَازٍ عَنْ وَالِدِهِ شَيْئًا. O mankind, fear your Rabb, and fear the day when no father will be able to come to avail his son, nor will any son avail his father, or will be able to recompense for his father in any way whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who have long aspirations with regards to this world, and who continue doing good bad actions and are negligent with regards to the Rabb and their Creator. Allah says, رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ ذَرُهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا وَيُلْهِيهِمُ الْأَمَلُ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. The time will come when they will believe, the kuffar, that they were believers. Leave them now to continue to eat and enjoy themselves and allow their false aspirations to beguile them. Soon they'll come to know. This world is not our permanent abode. This world is not, it's a temporary abode. So, praise to that servant of Allah who realizes the value of this world and he takes from this world what is best from it for the Akhirah. And the person, praise to that world, glad tidings and happiness to that world, that person who draws from this world for the eternal life of the Akhirah. وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبٌ وَإِنَّ دَارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. This world is nothing but play and amusement, and the abode of the Akhirah, that is the real life, if only people knew, if only people knew. Let us realize that every living person, every living creature, every living being, other than Allah, will ultimately vanish, will perish. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Every soul shall taste death, and you will be granted your recompensation in full. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ. Whoever is saved from the fire of Jahannam has entered into Jannah, then that person has really attained success. That person has really attained success, and this world is nothing but a deception. This world is nothing but a deception. May Allah give us the ability to remain steadfast in worship beyond the month of Ramadan.